To close our show today, we're going to look at a project by the experimental musician Stephen Vitiello. You actually heard from him earlier today in our appreciation of Pauline Oliveras. Stephen Vitiello is an artist who was given a studio on the 91st floor of the World Trade Center in 1999. For 6 months there, he explored the sounds of the building and its surroundings, and he's been working with that sound ever since.
Before I got up there, I had this idea that the windows would open and I would mount microphones outside and always be listening to what was happening. And the big first shock of getting into the studio was that the windows didn't open, that they were very thin, narrow windows looking out, and you could hear nothing. You just heard the cool, kind of cold sound of the ventilators, and you saw all these events that implied sound: airplanes, helicopters, thunder, cars zooming by below your feet, and heard none of it, which made it very flat. So I started looking for ways to amplify that sound and came up to two systems. One was to place contact microphones, very thin microphones, onto the window using the mixing board and equalization to sort of zoom in on certain frequencies and start to hear what was outside. And it was shocking. The first thing I ever heard were church bells. And immediately after that, a plane, and then soon probably just the roar of wind. I've had this image that I've said before, that the mics on the window going into my mixing board, into my headphones, became this kind of stethoscope. And there was this kind of intimacy of sitting up there at night especially and just listening to the vibration of the building and getting to know the building and getting to know this soundscape of New York, which was a very different focus than anybody else in this gigantic, otherwise very imposing building was having. The day after Hurricane Floyd was the most dramatic in many sources, because you could really hear the building swaying. You could hear, this was in 1999, and it was one of the two worst hurricanes to hit New York in a decade, and the building was soaked, and the winds were still really whipping the building back and forth, and you could hear it creaking and almost cracking like an old wooden chip. The second set of experiments I did were with a photocell, and I wanted to find a way to translate the light that I was seeing into sound. Using photocells that are used in light meters, we could actually wire them up to audio cables, and when you pointed the photocells at different lights, especially through a telescope so you could get very close, you could actually translate the pulse of the light into a pulse of tone. And so at night, I would do experiments and, let's say, zoom in on a police car or someone turning on and off lights in an office building and actually pick up tones. The Colgate clock, the red clock over the Hudson River, had a really beautiful deep tone, and other white lights gave off a kind of flickering white light pulse that became fascinating and source for all sorts of projects I was working on. I was very nervous after the building was destroyed and the buildings were destroyed about how to be the most sensitive to the material and how people would respond to it, and felt like I had to wait a little bit, and also understanding this point of view that it was my own experience, in own relationship to the building and to the sound of New York, and that it was something I did in 99, I held on to. In a sense, it sort of became more poignant after the buildings were destroyed, but still connected to the work I do in general as an artist.
That was the sound artist Stephen Vitiello. Michael Raphael produced our piece.